Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of November, 2005, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Jordan Maxwell will be with us for the second and most of the third hour today, talking about the secret societies, the Illuminati, illumined ones that are controlling our world, and the society that they're trying to build. You want to talk about the elite? You want to talk about the elite families? Who's controlling things? Who is behind things? Jordan Maxwell has done a lot of really deep investigation of Babylon, Egyptology, the Illuminati, and some of the more modern movements, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you name it. It'll be riveting, so you don't want to miss it. It'll be his debut on this broadcast. I've been familiar with his work for at least 10 years, but this will be his debut. Miami police take new track against terror. This is the most in-your-face, most insane, most on-its-face ridiculousness I've ever seen. And we'll talk about it coming up. Just wait until you hear what they're going to be doing to you. You thought it was bad in Denver, where they march onto buses and demand to see everybody's IDs and then don't even really want to look at them. It's about making you comply. Well, this is even worse. And Paul Watson's written the article, American Police State, the Frog Has Cooked. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now about this latest story. I commend Paul. As soon as this came out last night in the Associated Press, he had written an article in about 20 minutes and got it up even before Drudge did. New home sales hit record level in October. They're saying this could be the last hurrah before the bust. And gold has now surged above $500 an ounce. Platinum smashing through the psychological barrier of $1,000 per ounce. You talk about massive Orwellian spin. Bush talks tough on immigration. President says guest worker plan is an amnesty. And I've got CNN, I got AP, I got Fox News. Last night I watched a little bit of TV before I went on air with Rentz to do his show, Jeff Rentz. And yesterday evening I was listening to talk radio, driving around the car, and I heard neocons going, the liberals are trying to stop Bush right now, but he's a real conservative. He's going to fight through them and do something about immigration. He's going to be traveling around in the Southwest dealing with it. His plan will deal with it, and the liberals want to stop it. His plan was written up by Democrats. His plan is total amnesty. And the neocons know that. They'll tell you it's conservative. You'll capitulate to total amnesty. And you'll feel good about yourselves. I mean, that's how this actually works. This is literally happening. And the neocons, I mean, they'll come out and say, them Democrats don't want a national ID card. I actually heard them saying this. The Real ID Act, actually Democrats outvoted Republicans. I tell you, that Clinton ain't for the war. He ain't good like Bush. Meanwhile, Lieberman, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they're all running around foaming at the mouth, pushing the war. It's just how they... And Democrats, I love Bill Clinton. He's fighting the evil war. No, he's not. He's out there cheerleading for it. They're crime partners. They deal cocaine together. I've interviewed the people that unloaded the cocaine. Decorated CIA officers. They're crooks. They're mafia dons. But they got fancy PR firms and fancy suits and Ivy League and British educations. And you just sit there and just buy all their stinking frauds. I'll cover the news when we get back. Stay with us.
Alex Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Official federal plan 4 years ago, just weeks after 9/11, was to literally train you. They even openly talked about this in policy papers, to openly train you to accept the surveillance, line up and show your papers, shut up, you're in the Reich now type system. You're in the New World Order now, boy, shut up. And you didn't ask to join, you're a slave. And the government talked about how they were going to do it on trains, buses, bridges, highways. They're going to build hardened checkpoints into the roads. They're going to search you. They're just going to randomly shut down highways and do it. And they admit that, quote, while we're looking for terrorists, we'll also look for drugs, guns, and other paraphernalia, mixing the word guns in with drugs and other paraphernalia. And all over the nation, they have begun to do this, whether it's in Miami or in San Francisco or in New York or Detroit or Chicago, and it has nothing to do with security. Well, there is a new flagrant article that just goes over the top that we'll be covering here in a few minutes. Miami police take new attack against terror, or a new direction against terror. And then Paul Watson did write the article, American Police State the Frog is Cooked. I want to cover those and then get into some of the economic indices and then get into the latest abomination. Bush is back after a year, and it was hailed by neocons as he's really getting tough on immigration, and it is total, complete legalization. It never ends. It never ends. And another great patriot has died. I just became aware of this this morning reading my email. Remember the professor who had the course called 911, The Road to Tyranny, named after my video? The Road to Tyranny, 911, The Road to Tyranny. She died of cancer over the weekend. It had been a long five-year battle, but we'll talk a little bit about her as well today. Before I get into all the news, though, before I forget in this first hour, because Jordan Maxwell, to expose the power behind the throne, the globalist, is joining us in the second and third hours. Today we'll have open phones for that. My new film is out, and it's a doubleheader. It's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, updated, remastered, new video clips, new audio, new images, just really, really a better film now. It was always a good video, but now it's got the more modern, glossy look to it. I made Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, in about 3 weeks on an old analog 3/4-inch deck down at the local access station, just overnight in, I don't know, 10 sessions or so when I got back from California, because we were getting death threats and other things, and I knew I needed to get the film out in case something happened. That's how you protect yourself. So I churned it out. Well, 5 years later, it's been the five-year anniversary back in July that we infiltrated, myself and Mike Hansen, back in July 2000, the elite satanic compound. I have now re-edited, remastered it with my good friend Rob Jacobson, and we've put this out. On the CD is also a whole new film, some of my best work, titled The Order of Death. A satanic secret society rules the world. Discover their history and their master plan. The Order of Death. Filmmaker Alex Jones exposes the connections between Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and other secret occult networks whose roots date back to ancient Egypt and Babylon. Our entire society is ruled and controlled by deep occultist Alex Jones. I'm just reading the back to you. This new 45-minute film delves deeply into the history of the Grove, where powerful men make decisions that affect the world yet remain completely hidden from public scrutiny. It reveals how the Grove has been the backdrop for some of the most earth-shattering events in human history, including the development of the Manhattan Project and the Star Wars program. The Order of Death features never-before-seen footage, take an astonishing and astounding look inside the owl worshipped at the cremation of care ritual, captured by a daring former Grove employee. I just remembered I got to mail him one of these. I told him as soon as we got it, we'd mail it. We just got him yesterday. Witness locals engaging in their own rituals in Northern California, and much, much, much more. The history of the elite, how it's controlled, what they do, how to stop them, how to expose them. Such an important film, The Order of Death. It's worth the price of $24.95. But you get Dark Secrets, re-edited, remastered, updated, the 2005 version. Two films on one DVD. And if you want VHS, we have that too. But we have it on DVD and VHS, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. And folks, I'm only doing this until January 1st because I want people to get this. I want you to share this with others. If you buy one copy for $24.95, each additional copy is $9.95. So you can buy three or four copies and give this as a gift. Great color cover, shrink wrap, nice little packaging. People will love getting this DVD or VHS. You need to get this new double film. Two films for the price of one, $24.95, and then you can just get each additional copy for under $10. $9.95. So please get as many of this new film as possible. Also, there's Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my best film ever. And it is 3 hours long. It is a mini-series, covers the police state, how the globalists carried out 9/11, why they did it. It totally exposes their program. Then a whole hour getting into who they are, their philosophy, their driving ideology, what they're trying to do. We got discounts on that when you get multiple copies. In fact, across the board, we've gone from T-shirts being $20 to $9.95. And these T-shirts are made and printed in America. The shirt's made in America. They're printed right here in Austin. And so instead of costing me $2.50, made in Mexico or Nicaragua, some of these T-shirts, an extra, extra large, cost me about $6. A medium cost me about $4.50. So we're making about, after shipping, we're probably making $3 on these shirts. My thrill is just getting the information out. People walking around with Tyranny Response Team, Infowars.com T-shirts. People walking around with the George Orwell T-shirts. In an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Pro Second Amendment T-shirts, $9.95. Infowars.com. These aren't little flimsy, cheap T-shirts either. These are nice T-shirts. These are nice T-shirts. I hope you get those. And, of course, with every order, we throw in a couple Infowars.com bumper stickers. So many videos, so many books. Why not do your shopping at Infowars.com? Why give somebody some nose hair trimmer or a tie or a fruitcake? Why give them some piece of junk they're not going to use or want? Why not give them a DVD? Why not give them a Codex Magica book? Why not give them a Innocence Betrayed about the history of people being disarmed and killed? Give that to your little gun control friend or your cousin who's a gun grabber. Engage in the info war. In all of my videos, you're authorized, you're encouraged to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Put them on Access TV. Please get them out. We have power to affect change and fight the New World Order when you take action. And I want to commend those that have. So go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart and to peruse and look at clips of the films and read about the different specials. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also give people memberships there. Very simple. Just get your passcode and put it in a card or put it in an email. And right now, instead of, $49 or something for a yearly membership, it's 30-something. A monthly is $5.95. But you get, I guess, the equivalent of, five, 6 months free or so. I forget. If you get the yearly subscription, it's all up there at PrisonPlanet.tv. All the films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, all my best audio interviews, special text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I have put out that lavish plug, but it's just a great opportunity to wake people up this Christmas season, this holiday season. Okay. This is just outrageous, but we knew it was coming. The images on Miami television, because I went online and watched some clips, are of police in black helmets, black Darth Vader outfits, black mask in some cases, surrounding people. They will just randomly go to a shopping center, to a grocery store, to a bank, and they surround it and then just start randomly, literally, it's a shakedown. It's like living in a prison, where it's like what they used to do in the poor neighborhoods. They still do, but they better test it there. Just lock down the neighborhood. All right, everybody come outside. We're shaking you down. We're going in. Total, Nazi Germany rarely did this. I mean, this is deep as darkest Stalin purges. I mean, this is hell upon earth. And the border's wide open. The illegals are totally being legalized. Again, all of this there's nothing to do with keeping you safe. And to read this AP article, to just read the statements of the police chief, this is purely for intimidation. This is purely to let you know, hey, we're the government buster, and we own you. And again, because they're setting up a system to implode the stock market, to implode the real estate market, to take your pension funds, that's all being prepared, finally being talked about in the mainstream. And they know you're not going to like it. You're not going to like the shearing you're going to get. And, man, they got the cops just trained to just mow us down and kill us and just totally take this country. And you know what? We can shove them aside if they'd really try it. So just understand that they're a bunch of bullies, and that they are parasite criminals. I mean, the globalists. not so much the cops, they're just their useless little attack dogs. We'll be right back.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. All right, let me just read the AP article and then comment on it. Miami police take new tack against terror. Ooh. Miami police announced Monday they will stage random shows of force at hotels, banks, and other public places, and they did yesterday, to keep terrorists guessing and remind people, you see, there's the truth, to be vigilant. That means to grovel and lick boots of men in Darth Vader outfits. I mean, this is literal. Deputy Police Chief Frank Fernandez, the Miami police folks, You cannot get any more corrupt. Said officers might, for example, surround a bank building, check the IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats. So just secret police scurrying around and cattle on your neighbors. I've got articles here, folks, where Secure Corps and all these Homeland Security groups, you've got the Neighborhood Watch, you name it. The Army comes in, sets them up, and then, well, there's no real terrorist to fight, so did you hear neighbors fighting with each other? You smell marijuana. See, it's for everything. There's no real terrorist, folks. Continuing here, this is an in-your-face type of strategy. It's letting the terrorists know we are out there, Fernandez said. Oh, yes, this will really stop the terrorists. I mean, when you've got real terrorists, real people, occasionally in the Middle East attacking installations, they will go find the police. They will go find the troops. That's exactly what they're looking for, is a concentration of your little boobies. Okay? And don't send me an email saying I just said something profane. Boobies are pirates, folks. Okay? Continuing, Police Chief John Timmeley said there was no specific credible threat of an imminent terror attack in Miami, but he said the city had repeatedly been mentioned in intelligence reports as a potential target. The operations will keep the terrorists off guard, Brandis said. He said Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups plot attacks by putting places under surveillance and watching for flaws and patterns in security. Timothy also noted that 14 of the 19 hijackers took part in 9/11 attacks, lived in South Florida. But uniformed and plainclothes police will ride buses and trains while others will conduct longer-term surveillance operations. Yeah, political dissidents and media people, that's been in the news this week. People are definitely going to notice it, Fernandez said. We want that shock. We want that awe. But at the same time, we don't want people to feel their rights are being threatened. No! We need them to be our eyes and our ears. Now, let's just stop right there. And they say, oh, this is very similar to what we've done for years to stop criminals at malls and things. What? You know, that's like saying we've had blacks as slaves for years, so slavery's okay. And this is not the same. Folks, can you imagine going to your family into a bank, going into a shopping mall, and there's police in riot gear demanding to see your IDs? No, I'm not going to give you my ID. Why? Because I'm not living in Russia. Meanwhile, illegal aliens will be going past them left and right. It's all selectively enforced. That's been in the news. Catch and release. Don't even arrest. Leave them all alone. But I'm going to have to put up with this? It's a joke. But here's the insane thing. As if random police searching people is going to stop anything. And again, what they did in the airports, they're going to do nationwide. We kept telling you this. This is happening all over the place. As if randomly, here and there, setting up a checkpoint that keeps anybody safe. It does nothing. This would be the equivalent of somewhere in the United States, there is a person driving a red Volkswagen bus, and we think he might be planning to car bomb, or he might be planning to rob a bank. And so the police randomly, paratrooper out over Albuquerque, New Mexico, and surround a shopping mall or a power plant or a bowling alley, and then search everyone and check their IDs. It's ridiculous. And the loyal opposition, totally controlled, totally government ops, meant to lose cases, meant to create bad case law, meant to say there's rights there that don't exist, and then meant to attack rights that do exist. The ACLU saying, oh, well, as long as it's random, it's totally fine. No, that's even worse. See, they call probable cause profiling, whereas classical profiling is not total probable cause, but it's a lot closer, folks, than just randomly, Texas Supreme Court says I'm allowed to pull over every third car because it's random. That's even worse. You have zero probable cause. I mean, it's just, but again, the public's so dumb, they don't even, again, know where Iraq is on a map or what their state capital is on average, or most high school seniors don't know who the vice president is, so they'll just tell them all these lies and they'll believe it. These cops will believe it. Look, stop being so stupid. You're destroying your own country. Cops in black masks running around randomly searching people, it'll do absolutely nothing. And the government knows that.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Jordan Maxwell's coming up in about 26 minutes. We'll try to jam a few calls in before this hour ends. Continuing with this article, this story out of the Associated Press, listen to how sick this is. Now imagine, giant gaggles, we're talking about 50 cops plus at a time, swarming, surrounding a building, really arresting everyone, detaining everyone, under precedent and law, that's really an arrest. You're in custody. And then demanding IDs and questioning everyone. I mean, that is Nazi Germany. But just randomly. And then they have this disgusting little quote here. People are definitely going to notice it, Fernandez said. We want that shock. We want that awe. But at the same time, we don't want people to feel that their rights are being thwarted. No, they're teaching you now that it's your right to not have any rights and to be searched. We need them to be our eyes and ears. See, while they're out, they're going to get lectures and be told what to look for. It's to create hype and fear. These thousands of terror attack drills, all from Michigan to Ohio to Texas, I mean, every day I read about drills. They've had drills in Seattle where there's five buses they blow up and helicopters firing flares and black smoke and half the city shut down and people freaking out, and they put the images on CNN, and all the studies show you then associate that as real. And all over the country, I've been to these. They have drills with live fire, and then they'll rent a building covertly and blow it up and terrorize the public and then say, oh, it's just special forces, it's just for your own good. Again, desensitizing. And I've interviewed police chiefs that have said this. On the record, it is to desensitize. I've interviewed Thomas Sanchez down in Kingsville, the emergency manager. They told him this is to get people ready for martial law. That's why he went public. He said, I'm a former Marine, Vietnam. You're not going to call me into a meeting and say this is to train the public for martial law. I mean, that's what it was for. Don't forget, the Pensacola News Journal, remember that? Back in 1998, was it? The Marines take over Hobbs Middle School, and it was in the paper and said, Bill Clinton wants you to, quote, know what martial law is like. For 30 minutes, the Marines screamed at them and pointed guns, but they were unloaded, at the children and said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Marines from a local naval base. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, folks. You got LexisNexis out there. We got it saved on Infowars.com. It's in our deep, deep, deep archives. Going way back. You can find it on the Google Wayback Machine. It's in there. They've got it cached. But, you know, people, there's a reporter listening right now that doesn't believe me. You got LexisNexis. Don't be lazy. March right into your office right now and just type Hobbs Middle School, Marines, martial law. Into your LexisNexis, and you'll have it. Stick it in your pipe and smoke it. You understand this is about training you to be a slave, period. Period. And it makes my blood boil. I don't want my family, my children, my future grandchildren growing up in a third world cesspit. Folks, they don't even do random searches like this in some of the worst third world countries out there. I mean, this is on the end of the scale, this is way off the edge. And they've got a degenerate head of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. You know, most cops, a lot of them really are good. They had a national poll, 2 years ago? A big study, and 98% of police don't believe in gun control, believe in the Second Amendment. Well, that's cops that actually live in the real world, but over 90% of chiefs of police do, because, again, they're a bunch of political whores. Marianne Veverett, president of the International Association of Police, said the Miami program is similar to those used for years during a holiday season. That's pure baloney. I've been all over the country. I've never just people randomly checking your IDs surrounding banks. What? To deter criminals at busy places such as shopping malls. You want to make your presence known, and that's a great way to do it, said Viverette, police chief in Gaithersburg. We want people to feel they can go about their normal course of business, but we want them to be aware that we're God, basically, what you're saying. And then Paul Watson wrote this article about it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he really summed it up. This is outrageous. I mean, these cops cops better not come up to, you know, surround where I'm at and then just, let me see your ID. I'm the king ape around here. Just don't try it, okay? I mean, I'm getting really sick of it. Make me sick. As if this even does anything. Again, it's like if they have an APB out for a white Volkswagen Beetle. And instead of having cops look for the license plate number and go off probable cause, which you'll have probable cause, there's an APB out for it. No, it would be the equivalent of having troops randomly parachute into the Mojave Desert, or into the Chihuahua Desert, or into Big Bend, Texas. Somewhere in the United States, there's a killer, and he's kidnapped a little girl, and he's killed before. What are we going to do? We're going to randomly surround a shopping mall, and just randomly ask for IDs. I mean, what does that... Its only use is to train you to have this system-wide in America everywhere. Well, the FBI called for, quote, remember last year? Well, we think terrorists might attack shopping malls. We want you to be searched and scanned and put your stuff through a X-ray machine to get into the mall. You know, let's just say there were real terrorists, folks, outside of the CIA and Mossad and Shin Bet and MI6 and a few other groups and FSB, KGB. They don't care. They'll just load a truck full of explosives and drive to the front door and kill a bunch of cops while they blow up the shopping mall. It doesn't protect anybody. It's in the government knows this. This is about, oh, your ID shows your flag and arresting you. It's about total control. It's about oppression. This whole thing is the classical configuration, and then their own documents show that's what they're going to do with it, of oppression. It is attack formation on us. They're in attack formation, attacking us, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to be frank with you. More than half of your police chiefs are drug dealers, okay? Or they're getting cuts. More than half your sheriffs are drug dealers. More, well more than half. And a lot of them are involved in every other form of racket. And they're kicking the good people out. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And they're putting former FBI people and former CIA in as sheriffs all over the country, getting them elected. They're putting their people in everywhere, and they're just rolling this up, folks. Rolling this up. They're changing the laws to take your pension funds. They're changing the laws to go after your guns. They're getting rid of the borders. They're doing it all. We're just being rolled. And there's all these well-meaning cops. I know most of you are good men and women, but you're still stupid, and you're dumb as dirt. And you know what? Ignorance of something, ignorance of the law, committing a crime through ignorance or because you're brainwashed, doesn't mean that you get to go scot-free. Doesn't mean that that what you're doing isn't wrong. So don't tell me about the law, and don't shoot your mouth off about, you know, and play games anymore. You know it's true. Right now in your squad car, listening to me, you know it's true. I don't have to sit here and tell you. You know. You know this country's going to hell in a handbasket. I don't have to even tell you. And I'm sick of it. I have mainstream articles here where they're going to make you take microchips to go into the hospital. I have mainstream articles openly saying you'll have microchips if you want to access TiVo and watch TV. And then it interfaces with a chip. And they're going to sell it to the kids as trendy. Mommy, I want one. I don't care. Your mom's just square. Get the chip. How did I know 5 years ago they do that? Because the Defense Department declassified documents where they said they'd sell it to us this way. And then I've got the articles right here in front of me where they're doing it. Help us. God, help us. This is insane. Let me read Watson's article. American police state, the frog is cooked. Miami cops have staged sieges, random check IDs, ride buses and trains. How do you boil a frog? You don't throw the frog into a pot of boiling water. It would immediately jump out. You let the frog sit in the warm water and slowly heat the pan until the frog boils to death. How do you erect the infrastructure of a police state? You incrementally condition both the police and the public that relinquishing liberty in the name of security is necessary because we live in dangerous times. Be sure to make Grandpa remove his shoes at the airport, but let the car go through without inspection every time. The truth is that the mythical war on terror was never meant to be won and can never be won because it doesn't exist. The terror, the real terror, is being waged against ordinary people by our own government. To say we live in a police state is no longer an alarmist cliche. Perception is clearly and permanently shifted from the police being there to serve the people to the police being there to control and corral and order the people around. And it goes into what the Associated Press reports today about what's happening in Miami. And it just goes into what's happening. It's a long article. It's a good article. Deserves to be read. I'm very frustrated by all of this. I am infuriated. And I'm tired of it. And we don't live in Rome. We do not live in Nazi Germany. We do not live in Soviet Russia. Then I have this. Every article today is just followed by one travesty and one injustice and one new low after another. I mean, look at the insulting nature of this CNN headline. Bush talks tough on immigration. The average dumbbell reads that. I'm not trying to be sardonic. It's just you cannot ever overestimate how stupid people are. Willfully. I like Bush. Well, you know, this is written to make you feel good about him. Bush talks tough on immigration. Well, finally he's getting tough. President says guest worker plan is an amnesty. I mean, that is the biggest... The plan he proposed 3 years ago, the plan he proposed a year ago. I got the plan right here. You can go read the bill. Democrats wrote it. Bush endorses it. For 6 years, and it's automatically reauthorized if it's not shot down at that point, anyone who's here, if you can get here, you instantly become legal. Period. 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 Anyone who can get here or is here is instantly legal for 6 years. And it allows the corporations to actually get tax incentives. The government pays the corporations and companies to bring skilled and unskilled, unlimited skilled visas, unlimited unskilled. Actual jets landing daily and ships docking daily, disgorging third world slaves or slave for Rome to drive the wages down even further. I mean, now the new illegal aliens are displacing the old illegal aliens that want $5 an hour. The new will work for $2 an hour and sleep 10 to a room. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. And I knew it. I read this yesterday when I got off air. I saw the story and I said, I know what I'm going to hear. And driving home, listening to talk radio, last night driving back to the studio to do an interview, listening to this, I heard it. I heard it on talk radio. The liberals are getting really, they're not going to like this one. Bush is getting tough. USA Radio Network News, or Fox News, you know, locally here on the radio, listening to the feeds, and news out of San Antonio, and I'm flipping channels, and it's the same thing. George Bush is, well, finally, he's getting tough. We got to do something about this immigration, get behind his plan. And people who form over substance, Bush talks tough on immigration. Oh, he's going to get criticized by immigrant groups. They'll put on a little shill act and why Bush out and then, oh, well, the liberal groups are attacking Bush on the bill they wrote. See how they just play that theater off? We just take it hook, line, and sinker. I'm so sick of it. Do we like being conned? Do we like being made fun of? Do we like being laughing stocks? Do we like being stupid? Do we like just being incoherent, gibbering idiots? I mean, do we really like this? Again, so many people associate their whole worldview with Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or George Bush, and they act like there's some fight going on between them. And these people are government CIA operatives. They've always been. It's public knowledge. Tony Blair's MI6, Putin's KGB. Public. It's just intelligence agencies ruling us, scamming us, feeding on us, and there's never been enough for them. You know, frankly, I've said this on air before. I'd still fight the corruption, but I wouldn't be so worried about it if I didn't know they were totally psychopathic. I mean, you expect some corruption and some problems and some, but I mean, this elite is just trying to actually bring society down because they're threatened by you being middle class and educated and happy. They actually want you to be impoverished and stupid. They want to hold back human society. They want to suppress technologies. They want to suppress, they have suppressed life extension technologies. So many things that you and I and our children deserve. So many wondrous things humanity can do being held back by a bunch of criminals. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of police and other people being ignorant of this and bureaucrats and people in government and city managers and all of you going along, making excuses, being compartmentalized. But just don't insult my intelligence with this. And you know, the good news is CNN had a poll right after this big hour-long TV show supporting Bush and saying how great it was. He's getting tough. And they asked them, where is I printed it off? There were tens of thousands of respondents. 98%, the question was, do you believe George Bush has real solutions to the immigration problem and really intends to do something? That's a paraphrase. It's here in the stack. I'll dig it out in a minute. It's up on Infowars.com. I also saw it at Rents.com last night. And 2% believe Bush is sincere and will really do something. It's not working anymore. It's not working, Bubba. And, I mean, you own the Congress. They'll do whatever you say. 90-plus percent don't want New Freedom Initiative for psychological testing and drugging. You do it. 90-plus percent don't want national ID cards. You do it. Well, I thought this is a free country. I thought what we want happens. So stop acting like you speak for the people, government. You're not our government. Again, you're as legitimate as a hijacker that takes over a plane. Just because you put on the uniform of the captain doesn't make you the captain. And doesn't mean the air marshal should kneel down and lick your boots. But you know what? In this screwed up world, they do. They do. Now, I used that analogy last week. I used that parallel, comparison last week, and that's what it is. Imagine you're two air marshals on a jet. Somebody hijacks it. He goes into the cockpit, changes into the clothes, and then he releases the pilots and just tells the air marshals, you can keep your guns. I'm now the captain. And they all go, okay, yes, you're the captain. You're wearing the uniform. I mean, that's what this is. This is not our government. They're dismantling this country and openly say they are. Bush talks tough on immigration. Oh, he's going to get real tough. That's like saying, we're going to get tough on bank robbers. We're going to give them the keys and the codes to all the vaults and let them have the money. Oh, man, he's really getting tough. Don't insult my intelligence anymore. And don't let them insult your intelligence. You should be angry.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
phone number out, but I'm just not going to take any calls. We've got a guest coming up, and I got a lot of news, and I know we got a bunch of callers, but there's not time to give you all justice and to get into it, and I got a bunch of other news. So later in the broadcast, we'll open the phones up for our guest that's coming up, Mr. Maxwell. Now, this whole thing, Bush talks tough on immigration, it's just the classic behavior, classic activities. And President says guest worker plan isn't amnesty. And I guess if he says it isn't amnesty, it doesn't matter if it is total amnesty. I mean, we read the plan. The immigration groups have looked at it. Total legalization. I guess there won't be any more illegal aliens because they're just going to legalize them all. And what they're telling the good old boys in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California, they're telling the cops and the corrections people, don't worry, we're about to have a big crime sweep on the illegals, and every county's getting $700,000 from ICE, the new federal agency, to start arresting illegal aliens. But that's illegal aliens, people that have actual fake IDs if they happen to catch you. And they're going to charge him and put him in one of these private prisons building widgets, so we'll just compete against the illegal aliens in the prisons where they get 20 cents an hour instead of $5 an hour, so it'll be even worse. But anyone who's, quote, undocumented, if you just don't have IDs, you're just going to be left alone. And that is from inside the system. That is the big, and you know, they're going to have a raid here of a Walmart, a raid of a construction site here, a little raid there, a few hundred here, a few hundred there. Of the 40-plus million illegal aliens, you know, they'll tell you it's 15 million to 20 million. No, it's more like 40 million now, conservatively. And that's state numbers put together. It's very, 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 very serious. And it is ultra-massive. And it is happening. It is really, really happening in front of everyone right now. And you try to explain this to people, and they're just not even. They just, well, Sean Hannity said it was Bush was fixing the problem. I like him. You're a liberal. Well, no, I haven't spent more money than all presidents before me combined. I'm not George Bush, the gun grabbing, open border promoting, UN joining, UNESCO, New World Order individual who said it's a good policy to have a weak dollar. I'm not the individual whose whole family's involved in every SNL scam and drug dealing scam you can imagine. So, buddy, I'm not the liberal. You keep using your stupid little terms while the whole country goes down into the black abyss. And then we read Fox News. You talk about really being deceptive. Here it is. Illegal worker debate heats up. 5 years after he took office, amid much rumbling that he hasn't followed through on his promise to crack down on illegal immigrants, President Bush is now pushing Congress to pass a bill establishing a temporary guest worker program that will help curb the flow of illegal aliens crossing the southern border. But one thing his program is not, the president stresses, is the dreaded amnesty. And then it is the word that stops debate about illegal immigration on Capitol Hill. There's a lot of options on this proposal. I understand Bush said money during a speech in Tucson, Arizona, one of the states at the forefront of the battle. But he says we will not be able to effectively enforce our immigration laws until a type of temporary worker program is put in place, he said, which is total legalization. So there you go. All right, we'll start the second hour. We'll go ahead and get Jordan Maxwell on with us. We'll talk about who the elite are exactly when we get back. Infowars.com is the website.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.